If ever thou gavest hosen or shawl, then every night and all, sit thou down and put them on, and Christ receive thy soul.
Neverwhere by Neil Gaiman. Episode 2, Earl's Court.
There are no such things as angels.
Richard, just leave it.
Ah, yes, Richard, I understand you now. There are no such things as angels. Just as there are no shepherds in Shepherd's Bush, and no such place as London below.
There are no shepherds in Shepherd's Bush. I've been there. It's all overpriced houses and a huge shopping centre.
There are shepherds. Pray you never meet them.
I'm sorry, look, I still don't believe there are flocks of angels wandering about down here.
There aren't. Just the one. This seems to be locked, my lady. Please?
Aprete.
Maybe we're just thinking about different things. The angels I have in mind are the wings and halos, trumpets, peace on earth and goodwill unto mankind.
That's right. You have it. Angels.
Keep to the right.
I don't think I've been this way before.
It's certainly the driest route, my lady.
Dear non-existent diary. On Friday, I had a job, a fiancé, a home, and a life that made sense. Then I found an injured girl bleeding on the pavement and I tried to be a good Samaritan. Now, I've got no fiancé, no home, no job, and I am walking around a couple of hundred feet under the streets of London with the life expectancy of a suicidal mayfly.
Richard! Stop daydreaming! Turn right!
All these tunnels look the same. How can you tell which one is which?
You can't. We're hopelessly lost. We'll never be seen again. In a couple of days, we'll be killing each other for food.
Really?
Don't be stupid.
Very funny.
Didn't you find it funny, though?
There are hundreds of people in this other London. London below. Thousands, maybe. People who come from here, or people who have fallen through the cracks in my reality. I'm wandering around with a girl belonging to the local aristocracy called Dor.
Will you two be quiet?
Hunter, her Amazon of a bodyguard, and the Marquis de Carabas, who's a frock-coated, frilly-shirted know-all.
What was that?
Keep walking!
We're being pursued by two of the most sinister men I have ever met. The men who murdered Dor's family, Krupp and Vandemar.
Left here.
Thank you, Hunter.
I want to go home. Underline that last sentence 3 times, please, in red ink. The Marquis says we may find a way to make that happen, but I just can't see how. Maybe this mythical angel is the answer.
Lights ahead!
Bank Station!
So how do we get to this angel?
We take the tube, silly.
Through here. Lady Dor, stay close to me.
The next westbound train will arrive...
Hey, Dor!
Yes?
That busker can see me! He definitely looked at me. This is good. Maybe I'm not so invisible today.
Don't get your hopes up.
It's Leah, isn't it?
Might be.
How's business?
Been better, Marquis.
Well, you know, I might be able to help you there. In exchange, of course.
For what?
We're after Earl's Court. Would you happen to have such a thing as a train timetable about your person?
I don't know. I'd have to check. Right over on
us. Is this like Earl's Court isn't just a tube station?
Now you're getting it.
I doubt he is.
Thank you, Hunter.
Don't mention it.
Only one timetable left, Marquis.
Thank you.
No touch. What's in it for me?
Well, you know, they say that Merlin's Master Blaze once wrote a tune so beguiling that it would charm the coins out of the pockets of anyone who heard it.
That'd be worth more than just a timetable, mm-hmm, if you actually had it.
Well then, I suppose you would have to owe me, wouldn't you?
Let me hear it first. and it had better work.
I'll play it for you.
Ah, that's good. Like this.
I know this, don't I?
Probably not. It's the spell that sucks you in, not the tune.
Don't listen.
What?
Love the oldies, mate. There you go.
That's a £2 coin.
Mazel tov. Ah, but a word to the wise. Don't overuse it. A little goes a long way. Timetable.
Here.
Thanking you.
Hunter, lead on.
Aye, Mr. Vandermeer, I, for one, have had almost as much as I'm willing to take. Almost. We should butcher the bitch, annul, cancel, inhume, and amortize her.
Lady Dor, no more. No. Croup and Vandermeer, no body too rotted, no murder too foul. It's for you.
Mr. Croup here? Oh, it's you, sir. At present, as you requested, she is walking around free as a daisy. I'm afraid your bodyguard idea went down like a dead baboon. Varney, yes, he's quite dead. Sir, I am commencing to have a certain conceptual problem with this role of myself and my partner in these shenanigans. Unprofessional? Us, sir? Might I, with due respect, remind you that Mr. Vandermeer and myself burned down the city of Troy? We brought the Black Plague to Flanders. We tortured to death an entire monastery, assassinated a dozen kings, 5 popes and 2 accredited gods. And we are utterly professional.
Well, I like doing it, monks.
My point is that we are assassins. We kill. What about the upwelder? Why can't we kill him? What exactly do you mean by scare her? We are cutthroats, not scarecrows. Yes, I understand, but I don't like it. Why don't you die?
Scarecrows, Mr. Crew.
Scarecrows. Crows. Family Corvidae. Collective noun, a murder.
The next westbound train will arrive in 2 minutes. Please mind the gap when you enter and leave the train. Mind the gap.
We're in luck. The Earl's Court train is on time.
Yeah, I'm the only one that's actually got an Oyster card. Earl's Court station isn't on the central line.
What a refreshing mind you have, young man. There really is nothing quite like total ignorance. Lady Dor, can I have a quiet word?
Fine.
There is something that perhaps I should have mentioned.
Oh, here, Hunter, look. It's a little mouse on the tracks.
Yes?
I've often wondered how they don't get electrocuted.
Earl may not be entirely pleased to see me.
Don't go too near to the edge of the platform, Upwelder.
Eh? All right, mind the gap and all that. Look, I'm not going to fall in, Hunter.
It's not the tracks you need to beware of. Your feet, man. Look at your feet.
What? There's a little bit of smoke, but I don't know.
That's not smoke. Step back.
What? I can't. Hunter, this is pulling me.
Oh. Hold tight.
Hunter, your hands slipping. Please pull. Please don't let go.
Both
please.
Hands.
I can't get my leg free. Come on. What was that?
I don't think it has a name. They live in the gaps. I did warn you.
I have been on the tube hundreds of times and I have never seen anything like that.
You weren't part of the underside before. Just wait by the wall. It's safer.
Go into the wall.
The train approaching this platform is not in service.
Doing dawdling back there, Richard.
Coming back from the wall.
Mind
Dor,
the gap.
Richard, stay close by me.
This is our train.
You think? The train's all dark, your doors are closed.
Oh, give me strength. What? Hello?
Who knocks?
The Lady Dor and her companion.
Enter and be known.
Come, my lady.
Thank you.
Come on, Richard.
Hold tight, please!
Sorry about that. I seem to have got my sleeve caught in your... Was that chainmail?
Richard, stay by me.
They put a medieval court in a tube train.
How about that?
Harold, the fanfare!
Coming through, mind your back. Just getting a spin. His Grace, the Earl.
Gagvard, where's the throne gone?
This way, Your Grace. End of the carriage. Sid, please give up your seat for the elderly.
Molly, cuddling nonsense.
What's up with him? Is he got Alzheimer's or something?
Excuse me?
Well, he's wearing chainmail, a fur coat and pyjama bottoms.
It's just the Earl, that's all.
All rise in the carriage!
Sit down. I'm coming.
Oh, well, prithee, uncle. Wert thou coming, thou would stand and wear a smile yet.
Fool, shut up. Plump my cushion.
Door, if there's an Earl in Earl's court, does that mean there's a Baron in Baron's court?
Yes, shh.
Right.
Dagbard.
Visitors to the Earl's court. State your business.
I am the Lady Dore. The Lord Portico was my father.
Did she say she was Portico's oldest girl, fool?
Why, uncle, the answer hinges upon whether her opening remark hath entranced you.
What in fornication are you talking about?
Yes, she's Portico's daughter. Oh, I'm wasted. Wasted.
Come here, my dear. Let me look at you.
Your servant, Your Grace.
We were all quite devastated to hear of your father's unfortunes. Well, all your family... Tully!
What?
Make jokes at them, Tully. Earn your keep.
Make your mind up. Yes, uncle, and who might this floppy-dyed drink of water be?
Are you talking to me?
Me? Me? Nah, uncle, 'tis not a man, but stares like a moon calf. And you?
I am called Hunter. Did he say something funny, Richard?
No, but I think you should get your coat you've pulled.
And who be you, tall, dark and oddly familiar?
I call myself the Marquis de Carabas.
I know you, de Carabas.
I negotiated the peace treaty between your people and Raven's court. And in return, you agreed to provide me a little favour.
A little favour? I lost a dozen men to your foolishness in the retreat from White City.
Your Grace, de Carabas is here with me as my guest and my companion. For the fellowship there has ever been between your family and mine. For the friendship between my father...
He abused my hospitality. I swore that if he ever again entered my domain, I would have him gutted and dried like something that's been gutted. First, and then dried.
Perchance a kipper, uncle.
Shut up! Guards! Seize him!
Your Grace! The Marquis is with me as my companion on my quest. Our families have been friends for a long time now.
Yes, they have. Hundreds of years. Hundreds and hundreds.
Shall we gut de Carabas, Your Grace?
I will not have him here.
Swords away!
My lady, I will obviously be of more use to you off this train than on. And I have other avenues to explore.
If you go, we all go.
No. Hunter will look after you as long as you stay in London below. I'll meet you at the next market. Don't do anything stupid in the meantime.
Will you let him go in peace, Your Grace?
Just make him go. Yes, and de Carabas?
Yes, Your Grace.
Next time, kipper.
Yes, Your Grace.
Now buzz off!
Hold on. We're not, are we at a station?
Oh, it's okay. I will walk back up the line.
You can go with him if you want.
Right, are you kidding me?
So, Lady Dore, what brings you to my court?
My father's death, Your Grace.
You seek vengeance.
Vengeance? Yes, that was what my father said. But I want to understand what happened and to protect myself. My family had no enemies. So I seek the angel Islington.
Oh, right. Oh, very well. We should talk somewhere private. Come to the library.
Please, why don't you all leave me alone? Marky, is that you?
I told you not to overuse it, Leah. Naughty.
Help me. They won't leave me alone.
Well, you know, there is a counter charm.
Do it. Please, anything to get rid of them.
Very well.
They nearly killed me.
Well, I did warn you. You know, I think you owe me another favour.
Of course you do. I wouldn't be surprised if you set it all up so that I did. All right, what?
I find myself in rather urgent need of a piece of Tang Dynasty sculpture, and you are the man to get it for me.
You're involved with... Croop and Vandemar?
That needn't concern you. Not if you do as I ask. Now, off you go. I have to see a man about an insurance policy.
Come through, come through.
Richard, you're gawping.
This has got to be an optical illusion.
In a manner of speaking?
I thought you said this was a library. It looks more like a, I don't know, a lost property office. Oh, by the way, it's in a tube carriage with stone walls.
As London Below works, so does the Earl's domain. Things lost, things forgotten. It all ends up here, together.
There was a reason I asked you here.
The Angel Islington, Your Grace.
Oh, yes, yes, of course.
How can we get to the Angel Islington?
Only once, by the quick way. After that, you have to go the long way down. Dangerous.
And the quick way is?
No. Need to be an opener to use it. Only good for Portico's family.
Your Grace, I am Portico's eldest daughter. How do I get to the Angel Islington?
So you are, yes, so you are. Portico's daughter. Well, of course, you use the Angelus. Of course. Where is that scroll? Yes. Here you go. It's all written here. And I suppose we'd better drop you off where you need to go.
You can drop us off on a train.
Oh, think nothing of it. Anything for Portico's daughter. You'll need to get out. Next stop, British Museum.
There's not a stop at the British Museum.
There isn't? Oh, then you must be very careful as you get off the train. You hear that, Dooley? I'm as funny as you are.
Whoa, form an orderly queue, you lot. Come on. Pigeons to the right, starlings to the left. Yeah, you want lovely breadcrumbs and some stale cornflakes, you lucky lot. Now that, my cheeky sparrows, is a view. Too high up, that shard. Ooh, nicer here. Dome of St. Paul's to shelter old Bailey from the east wind. Perfect. Oi, who's there?
Oh, it's only the Marquis. I heard you'd moved on, old Bailey.
Yeah, too windy. Up there, my bones get colder. I like it down here in the city. I'm a roof man, I am proud of it, not a pole squatter.
Yeah.
And look at that sky. No two alike. What a beauty.
Yes, it's really very nice.
You didn't come for the view. What do you want? Knowledge or birds?
Information, actually.
Oh, well, that's a turn up for the books. What do you trade for it?
Well, what do you need?
Shoes and a balaclava helmet and new gloves, because it's going to be an horrible winter.
Very well, I'll bring them to you. Now, what can you tell me about this little chap?
Ooh, where did you lift this from?
It was Lord Portico's. Looks like an amulet or a fetish. Maybe it's a toy.
No, this is no toy. It's a token. This is the Great Beast of London.
Right.
Yeah.
Do elaborate.
Well, they say that back in the first King Charlie's day, before the fire and the plague this was, there was a butcher, lived down by the Fleet Ditch, and he had some poor creature he was going to fatten up for Christmas. One night in December, the beast runned away, ran into the Fleet Ditch and vanished into the sewers. And it fed on the sewage, and it grew, and it grew, and it got meaner and nastier. They send in hunting parties after it from time to time.
So it would have died 300 years ago?
No, things like that. They're too vicious to die, too old and big and nasty.
I thought it was just a legend.
Here, have it back.
Oh, thank you.
Speaking of which, do you want your little box back? The one you give me for safekeeping? It fair gives me the creepy shivers having it around.
I'll take it back when all this is over. Let's just hope that you don't have to use it.
How will I know if I do?
Oh, you'll know. And the rats will tell you what to do with it.
Well, I hope. Hope I never finds out, that's all I can say. Don't forget the shoes is in the gloves, Ace!
There never was a British Museum station. This is all wrong.
It was closed down in about 1933 and sealed off.
Are there any more like this?
About 50. They aren't all accessible, though. Not even to me.
Over there, there's a rat.
Oh? Oh! Hello! How are you? Thank you. I'm glad you aren't dead, too.
Dor, could you do me a favour? Could you tell the rat something from me?
Miss Whiskers says that if there's anything you've got to say to her, you can tell it to her yourself. She understands the upworlder tongue.
Right, Miss Whiskers. Hello there, Miss Whiskers. Look, there was one of your rat speaker people. She was a really nice girl. She was called Anesthesia. And she was taking me to this market, right? We were crossing a bridge in the dark, and she was taken, but, well, she just never made it across, and I can't help but feel that if I hadn't turned up, I...
Uh-huh. She says that the rats do not blame you for the loss. Your guide was... taken by the night, as tribute.
But I just don't feel that I...
Sometimes they come back. She has taken note of your concern. Oh, and she thanks you for it.
She's going. If she comes back, say I'm sorry.
Well, she's told me the way out.
Lady, are you going to London above?
That's right, the British Museum.
But I have to stay in London below.
Hunter, you're my bodyguard.
I am your bodyguard in London below. I cannot go with you to London above.
What is it? Some kind of curse or something?
In a manner of speaking.
Very well. Come on, Richard.
I will wait for you here till you return.
Yeah, do you think that the Marquis knew about her curse or whatever it is?
Yes, I expect he did.
That Marquis, man. You know, to be honest, he seems a little bit dodgy to me.
Yeah, he's a little bit dodgy. In the same way that rats are a little bit covered in fur.
Then why'd you go to him for help? Was there somebody else you could have turned to? Somebody else that you could have sent me to find?
We'll talk about it later.
All right. Ah, dead end. Should we turn back?
You forget. I'm an opener.
Yeah, the Earl said that, but I didn't know what he was talking about.
Remember when I was hurt and you carried me back to your flat?
Yeah.
You thought you'd left the door on the latch, but you hadn't. It was locked. And I opened it.
That was you? That's amazing, but listen, that's not going to help us here. There's no doors, it's all bricked up.
An opener doesn't need an opening. We make them. Aprite.
Oh, my goodness! That is amazing! How'd you get the bricks to slide about like that? That's a really useful talent.
Through we go.
Have you ever thought about a career in burglary?
There's nothing I'd want to steal.
Okay. Lots of statues under dust sheets, so I'm thinking museum storage area. I think this is where the Angelus is.
Let's look at the scroll. Well, it's definitely in the museum, and so are we.
And I'm suddenly wishing we'd stayed back with your bodyguard.
What do you need guarding from, Richard Mayhew?
Them.
What? No, mister, I'm so clever and know everything, Marquis. No. Oh, didn't I tell you? Whoops, I can't go upstairs, Hunter.
Leave us alone.
Oh, would that we could.
We're here to spoil your day.
What do you want?
We want to hurt you both. Rather a lot.
If you want to hurt her, you're going to have to kill me first.
Oh, fine, thank you very much.
Not yet, though. You see, right now we're here to worry you. To make things more interesting. Lady Dore, you visited Earl's Court today.
So?
So how did we know that? How did we know where to find you now?
What are you getting at?
Can get you any time at all.
You've been sold out, little ladybird. There's a traitor in your nest, a cuckoo.
Richard, run!
Bid them farewell, Mr. Vandermeer. Oh.
Slow down. I think we've lost her. You okay?
Tired. Opened a lot of doors today.
And look, they said there's a traitor.
They were winding us up, trying to upset us.
Doing a bloody good job of it as well. Yeah, I think something's going on up ahead. Look, lots of lights and people. Where are we?
The scroll says we're right on top of the Angelus.
Well, I reckon it's in that room with the party going on.
Well, it says here it's got a picture of an angel on it, so it can't be that hard to find.
All right, come on.
Temple and arch, we're sunk.
That's the best place to hide a big picture of an angel.
In a room packed with thousands of pictures of angels?
In episode 2 of Neverwhere by Neil Gaiman, Richard was played by James McAvoy and Dore by Natalie Dormer. The Marquis de Carabas was David Harewood, Hunter, Sophie Okonedo, Croup, Anthony Head, and Vandermeer by David Schofield. The Earl of Earl's Court was Christopher Lee, Islington, Benedict Cumberbatch, and Old Bailey, Bernard Cribbins. Tooley was Andrew Sachs, Halvard, Paul Stonehouse, Dagvard, Ben Crow, and the Herald, Robert Blythe. Leah was David Tuan, and the underground announcer, Patrick Brennan. Additional music was performed by David Tuan and Declan Daly. Other parts were played by members of the cast. Neverwhere, Episode 2, Earl's Court, was dramatised by Dirk Maggs and directed by Heather Lama. The sound design was by Dirk Maggs, and the producer was Heather Lama.